This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2686, How to Overcome Shame and Self-Doubt as a Highly Sensitive Person by Brooke Nielsen with HighlySensitiveRefuge.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, OLD for short, or old for shortest, where I read the best blogs to you with permission from the authors covering productivity, minimalism, personal development, all that fun stuff. This one talking about overcoming shame and self-doubt. And it is from the perspective of a highly sensitive person, but I think it really applies to everyone. So with that, let's get right to the post and start optimizing your life. How to Overcome Shame and Self-Doubt as a Highly Sensitive Person by Brooke Nielsen with HighlySensitiveRefuge.com. For over a decade, a certain group of people have come into my office for therapy. They've sat opposite me and shown me how people judge them and how it's affected the way they judge themselves. I see people constantly second-guessing their decisions, questioning their feelings and reactions. They didn't start doing this on their own. Their upbringing contributed to these patterns of behavior, this way of being. They doubt their right to ask for what they need in the workplace, at home, and in relationships because they worry they're too needy, too emotional, or irrational. I see smart, creative people immobilized by overwhelm, people who'd rather play small than be themselves and be shamed for it again. These people feel deeply and often carry the pain of others. What saddens me most is their deeply felt sense that something is wrong with them, something shameful, something defective. But these wonderful, sensitive souls are not broken at all. In fact, their sensitivity is perhaps their greatest strength. What makes highly sensitive people different? I've come to understand the commonality that binds this group of people together. They are, as Dr. Elaine Aron identified, highly sensitive people, or HSPs. Dr. Aron's work describes a gene that causes 1 in 5 people to have a more sensitive nervous system than others. By definition, HSPs process everything deeply, experience emotional intensity and strong empathy, are sensitive to subtlety, and can be easily overwhelmed. I'm a therapist, but my compassion for HSPs transcends professional interests. I understand these finely tuned people not only because of my training and experience, but also because I too am an HSP. As an HSP, my life was similarly peppered with self-doubt, shame, insecurity, anxiety, overwhelm, and self-criticism. I also grew up misunderstood and came to believe something was wrong with me, something shameful, something defective. I too learned to numb, hide, control, and chastise myself to avoid the pain. At the height of that painful time, I received a card with the Anais Nin quote, "And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom," end quote. Those words reflected my truth at the time. It was no longer an option to stay stuck in my pain. It was time to begin the journey back to wholeness. Over the next 15 years, I worked hard to understand myself and overcome my blocks to self-love. Eventually, I went on to become a therapist who supports highly sensitive people. And I learned that other HSPs too have the power to overcome self-doubt. 5 steps to overcome shame and self-doubt as an HSP. I love passing on the supports that help me heal in hopes of saving others from unnecessary pain. I don't pretend that these steps will work the same for every person, but if you're an HSP, I believe they will help. Here are some of the tools I found helpful along the way that freed me from shame and self-doubt. 1, understand what shame is and where yours came from. Shame is a feeling stemming from the belief that something is wrong with us that makes us unworthy of love and belonging. For HSPs, that shame often comes from feeling different, weird, or broken. Start by asking yourself where your shame came from, because you weren't born with it. Did parents, teachers, or peers communicate that your feelings were too much or silly? Were there consequences, physical, social, or emotional, when your reactions differed from others? 2, learn about high sensitivity as a trait. One of the best ways to reduce shame is to learn more about your sensitivity. If you haven't already, read Elaine Aaron's book on sensitivity. Understand that high sensitivity is a trait and not a defect or disorder. You are normal. In fact, you're amazing. Seeing this immediately starts to remove the stigma of being an HSP. Number three, identify and challenge critical self-thoughts. Are you aware of the things you say to and about yourself? Write down what specifically goes through your head when you feel ashamed or insecure. It might be things like, what's wrong with you? You're too sensitive. You need to have thicker skin. Or it might be almost anything you think when you're having those feelings. Just take the time to hear and recognize it. Then practice challenging those thoughts with truth and affirmation. Some examples are, this is the way I'm wired. My tender heart is a gift. The world needs more empathetic people like me. I love and accept myself exactly as I am. So repeat these affirmations as often as possible. Number four, teach your loved ones about high sensitivity. Do the important people in your life appreciate that you're wired in a way that makes you respond to the world differently? If they don't know about high sensitivity, they may have come to some inaccurate conclusions about you. Send them articles or talk to them about sensitivity. If they're important to you, then it's important that they understand your trait. And number five, heal old wounds. When you spend your life being treated like you're fragile or silly or too sensitive, it impacts the formation of your identity. If you don't address this reality, it can fester and flower into relationship problems, addictive behavior, anxiety, or depression. If you've gone through challenging or traumatic life experiences on top of that, you may find yourself in a very dark place. Luckily, there are many places to find support. Talk to someone you trust about your struggles. Seek online support or invest in an HSP knowledgeable therapist. We all must find our own path to healing, and what works for one person might not work for you. The important thing is that you do something. You'll never regret becoming more informed, self-reflective, and supported. By doing these things, my life became infinitely more fulfilling. It also allowed me to support other highly sensitive people in the process. Remember, you matter, and the world needs your finely tuned spirit. If you're going to judge yourself, it's okay to do it positively. You just listened to the post titled, How to Overcome Shame and Self-Doubt as a Highly Sensitive Person by Brooke Nielsen with HighlySensitiveRefuge.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Brooke, a guest writer on Highly Sensitive Refuge. She's a trauma-informed psychotherapist and the founder of the Therapeutic Center for Highly Sensitive People. For over 15 years, she's helped hundreds of people find freedom from anxiety and self-doubt. And while this post was geared towards the highly sensitive type of person, I think most of the steps shared apply to everyone. When talking about identifying and challenging critical self-thoughts, that was number three in the list, I'm sure that's something we can all look into. A recommendation there was to write down what specifically goes through your head when you feel ashamed or insecure. And that practice is very similar to one that works really well for me with any kind of emotion, really. And that's the brain dump style of writing, where you pretty much don't stop, just keep writing everything that's going on in your head. For me, it works as a sort of like release valve, but then also sheds light on the root of the issue. It works really well for me, so maybe that's something for you to look into too, but in either case, really great ideas in this article worth trying. So thank you again to Brooke and the team at Highly Sensitive Refuge for this one. Thank you for being here. Hope you're having a great morning, afternoon, or evening, nighttime, whenever you're listening to this, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.